It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is, well, I can't see yet. Here it is. It is Thursday, January the 12th, 2022. Excuse me, 2023. Oops, I did it again. Sorry, I ate in my car again because I wanted to be sure I started the show on time. But because of that, I am paranoid that I've spilled food upon myself and not noticed it. But that is just entirely too much personal information. Hello, welcome. If you are tuning in just now, you're right on time for some news. We're going to talk about what's going on around in the world. If you want to hang out and talk hang out with everybody else who's listening, you can SSH over to sdf.org and then launch comm. That's commode chat. That's how we normally talk during anon radio shows. And you can hang out with cool people like Ratsu and Jeff and Stug and all the other cool people here. Tobes hanging out in comm. There's lots of folks that are always there. So it is a lot of fun. So just check it on out. Bob Jonkman is here too. And probably X1 and Exiled and all sorts of folks. It's wild. It's funny because this show has been going on. This is in July it'll be 3 years. And so it's funny because the cyclical nature of things. People come and go, show up and come, go away for a little while, come back. And it's just kind of neat. I could only imagine. Tobe's probably seen so many cool things happen. Come and go. Ebb and flow. But anyway, I just thought it's pretty cool. And welcome to Liquid Dreams. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out. Welcome, welcome. So let's pull up the news because, you know, it is time for some news. And, of course, we always start the way we pretty much always start. And that is with world news. That's right. So let's go ahead and launch our friendly browser Firefox here and get on to cooking. Bookmarks. News to me. This says January 11th. This is a danger. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. What happened? Here. I happen to have a bookmark just in case. So, we're going to start in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. At least 5 people are missing after a bridge collapse. It's not death, but it's close. They're probably dead. At least 5 people are missing Wednesday in the center of the DRC, or Democratic Republic of Congo, the day after the collapse of a bridge, which gave way to the passage of a truck. According to witnesses, the Lovua Bridge, over the river of the same name, gave way when a truck, too heavily laden with construction materials, crossed it on its way to Chikapa, the capital of Kasai Province. The truck had 10 people on board. One of them refused to cross on board this machine, but the others were stubborn, explained the head of the sector where the accident occurred. According to him, the truck with its 9 occupants, as well as the bridge, which had been badly damaged for several years, fell into the river. The bodies of the victims have not been found. Guy Mafuta, MP for Kasai, meanwhile, and it's K-A-S-A-I, but the I has 2 dots over it, so I'm not sure how you pronounce that differently. Anyway, meanwhile, put the number of missing at 7, and the vice governor, Gaston Nicole, at 5. 2 men, a woman, and 2 children. According to Mr. Nicole, interviewed by AFP, the vehicle was carrying some 30 tons of cement and stones, while the bridge was designed to support 10 to 15 tons. The collapse of road bridges in poor condition and used by heavy loads are frequent in the DRC, especially during the rainy season. So, very sad little tragedy there. Ratsu declares Cove a constant. Hello, Maxime. Welcome, welcome. I think that's very funny, Ratsu. All right. So, that's going on in the DRC. Meanwhile, in Israel, Israel kills Palestinian man standing on the roof of his home. This happened in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army has killed a Palestinian man as he was standing on the roof of his home during a raid on a refugee camp in occupied East Jerusalem. Samir Aslan, 41, Aslan is the name of the lion that's the king, and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's a strange, like, Christian allegory, story, but anyway, Samir Aslan, 41, was pronounced dead on Thursday at dawn by the Palestinian Ministry of Health, which said he was shot in the chest in the Qalandia refugee camp. Officials told Al Jazeera that Aslan, a father of eight, was shot by an Israeli sniper while standing with other family members on the roof of their home watching the raid. He was killed about 10 minutes after his 17-year-old son, Ramzi, was arrested by the Israeli army from their home. Following the arrest, the whole family went up to the roof to see what was happening, when they heard loud screams and that one of their other sons was injured. An official with the Palestinian Authority, who runs the camp, told this to Al Jazeera. Samir, his wife, three of the daughters, and several of the sons were on the roof when an Israeli sniper fired at the family and shot Samir directly in the chest. His sons carried him down and tried to take him to the hospital. A large army force stopped them and put Samir down on the ground. They left him bleeding on the ground for a while before they let us take him again. He passed away upon arrival at the hospital. Video shared by residents and local media outlets verified by Al Jazeera show Aslan lying on the ground, surrounded by soldiers. Samir was one of my closest friends. I had a brotherly relation with him, said Fayala, adding that Aslan worked at a butcher shop in the town of Al-Ram. The official added that the manner in which the Israeli army had raided the Qalandia refugee camp was unprecedented, describing it as frenzied and fierce attack. It's the first time they raided the camp like this. The size of the force, the number of homes they raided, they destroyed people's belongings, they even assaulted women. Israeli forces arrested at least 18 people from the camp during the raid, according to Fayala and the Palestinian Prisoners Society. The raid began at 3 a.m. local time, or 0 GMT, and included dozens of armored vehicles and special forces. Confrontations with the youth throwing stones broke out. The Israeli army said in a statement that the raid on the camp came as part of the Break the Wave campaign. It said that during the raid, suspects threw stones and blocks from the roofs of the houses at the forces in the way that endangered the lives of the fighters, who responded by dispersing demonstrators and shooting, adding that an injury was detected. The Qalandia area falls under the Jerusalem government, but it was separate from the city by Israel's separation wall, the building of which began in 2002. The refugee camp, built in 1949, now falls in East Jerusalem and Area C, under full Israeli military control. Aslan is the seventh Palestinian to be killed by the Israeli army since the start of 2023, including three children. He's the third Palestinian killed in the last 24 hours. So, Israel be Israel in. I wish. welcome, X1. It's unclear why there's this escalation. That it's definitely much more, it's a lot more personal. Like, used to, they would just indiscriminately bomb a city and then be like, oh, you know, collateral damage. But now they're like, snipers are shooting the kids and stuff. So it's a lot more directed, I guess. So it's very, that's what makes me upset and concerns me, is that it's like, if they were still just cluster bombing and other violating the Geneva Convention in those kind of ways, it'd be less disturbing than shooting young folks with snipers and burning down their houses while they're in them and stuff like that. It's just, anyway, any horror that you ever heard, it's like, I don't know what the proper way to say it is, but it's very frustrating. Alright. Don't worry, we're gonna get it off of this depressing stuff soon. But not before I tell you probably one of the saddest stories that I've read this week. And you know, I read a lot of stories that are sad. And this happened in Los Angeles, or this comes from the AP, Associated Press, and California, USA. Lindsay Doan didn't think the water flowing over the creek crossing on San Marcos Road was deeper than normal when she tried to navigate it in her SUV while driving her 5-year-old son to school. But the creek, swollen with rain from the epic winter storms, was much higher and flowing stronger than she anticipated. Doan cursed as she lost control of the steering, and the 4,300-pound, or 1,950-kilogram Chevy Traverse was carried off the road and pinned against a large sycamore tree. Mom, it's okay, her son Kyle reassured her from the back seat. Just be calm. They were the last words the little boy said to his mother before his fingers slipped away from hers and he was swept away. Yesterday I got to the point where I think I ran out of tears, Don told the Associated Press. I just didn't know what to expect anymore. Of course, anyone who's operated a motor vehicle, and especially here in Texas, they say, turn around, don't drown. Probably, I don't know, once an hour on TV. So you feel bad for this lady, but, I don't know. She killed her kid. I mean, I've tried to do a Google search. How long? Yesterday I got to the point where I think I ran out of tears. I just don't know what to expect anymore. I mean, I've tried to Google a search. How long can a child not eat? How long can they be in wet clothes? We're worried because they don't know if we're going to be able to find him. More than 100 people, including the National Guard troops, dive teams, searchers using dogs and drones, and people picking through shoulder-high piles of driftwoods on the bank of the creek, searched for a third day Wednesday. So far, they found only one of his blue and gray Nike shoes. The storms that have relentlessly pounded California since the end of last year have claimed at least 18 lives. Kyle is listed as missing. His sister's in high school and brother's in college. He's the baby of the family. He definitely... he loves making everyone laugh. He wanted to make everyone smile. He loves to please people. As vacation came to an end, Kyle was excited to return to kindergarten on Monday at Lillian Larson Elementary School, his mother said. It was the first day he was going to be allowed to play without restrictions after recovering from a broken leg that required 3 surgeries. Doan is a special education teacher at the school and was less enthusiastic, wishing she had a few more days off as she took the back road from their home. For most of the year, the creek running along San Marcos is like so many California rivers and streams, a small band of sand that only flows with winter and spring rains. When it's falling, it's often easy enough to drive through the shallow waters that course over the road in places. When she approached Monday, there were no road closures, and she didn't think it looked any different than the day before. But as soon as I hit the bottom, my car started to drift, and I realized it wasn't the same. Scott Gialbert, emergency services manager for San Luis Obispo County, said river crossings can be deceiving and people can run into trouble after successfully fording them. As little as 6 inches of water, which is 15 centimeters, is enough to knock a person off their feet and can push a car off its course. We use the term, turn around, don't drown, Gialbert said. With this strategy, when the responders got to the scene, the water was over the vehicle. Obviously, that kind of energy is going to cause a bad situation. So anyway, that's, it's really sad. Oh, calm. My calm disconnected. Sorry about that. I didn't intend for that to happen. Lately, my, SSH program on my iOS device has been much more aggressive at disconnecting my background SSH connection. So sorry about that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh, thanks for your sharing. Yeah, Bob John, there was a similar story in Ontario a few years ago. yeah. I already did. I'm sorry, X1. Anyway, all I see is this Bob John thing. Calm is a fun place. It's like Camelot. It's a silly place. Alright. There's a lot going on. Tobe's gone off to set up the computer for streaming. And of course, this guy.
Get the news over with. Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yep, he's shouting in my ear. Don't worry, I hear him loud and clear. So we're going to play a song here. But first, because this story is sad, that anytime there's a kid that dies, but this is just so extra sad. He's like, be calm, it's going to be okay. And then he floats on down the creek to meet his maker. I don't know. Sometimes I think we just get recycled over and over. I think that's that's my thought anyway. Alright. I'm going to... Oh, I closed the wrong tab. Okay, here's the AP. We hit back. We go to our one tab. And then we go to... Okay, here, we'll do one, we'll do a kind of benign story, and then we will do a song. The Royal Mail. If you're in the United Kingdom, Royal Mail has asked people to stop sending mail abroad due to a cyber incident causing severe disruptions. It said it was temporarily unable to send letters and parcels overseas and was working hard to resolve the issue. There are also minor delays to post coming into the UK, but domestic deliveries are unaffected. The incident has been reported to the UK's Cyber Intelligence Agency and police who dealt with serious crime. Royal Mail apologized and said its teams were working around the clock to resolve this disruption, said it would update customers when it had more information. The company is calling it a cyber incident rather than a cyber attack because it doesn't know what has caused the problem. Computerized systems for sending letters and parcels abroad have been severely disrupted. We immediately launched an investigation into the incident and we're working with external experts. The back office system that has been affected is used by Royal Mail to prepare mail for dispatch abroad and to track and trace overseas items. It is used at 6 sites, including Royal Mail's huge Heathrow distribution center in Slough, which has been affected by the incident. It's unclear how long the disruption will continue, and mail that has already been shipped for export may be delayed. The National Cybersecurity Center, which is part of the UK's Cyber Intelligence GCHQ, is involved in trying to work out what has happened alongside the National Crime Agency. So, details are scarce on that, but we will see. Stug suggests that perhaps you just need to turn the router on and off again. It is entirely possible. In the U.S., the FAA outage that we were talking about yesterday, the story I'd heard on the radio coming to work was that there was an update and they were trying to load a backup database file or something. They were trying to restore a database from a file, but the file had been corrupted. And it was also propagated out everywhere. So they had to restart the whole system to bring it back to the state, a known good state. But that outage was a few hours. So, I don't know. I've been there and it's not a fun place to be. But you know, such is life. All right, let's import a new song from our music library because it is 1918 UTC and we want to get this song out of there, out and into your ears as soon as we can. I don't know how this is in my library, so we're not going to listen to it because I don't know. I bet you these are songs from Bandcamp. I bet you that's where it is. Anyway, sorry. Just talking a little bit in my head. Here, this is a band called Japan Droids. Celebration Rock is the album. And, let's do For the Love of Ivy. I'm not really sure if that's the song I'm thinking of, but here we go.
listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you, my friend. So thank you for being here, hanging out, listening, participating in chat and comm. We're talking about technician licensing for ham radio and comm. If you're interested in amateur radio, SDF is a good place to talk to other hams. There's a net that happens. It's broadcast on Anon Radio, and there is a ham radio bulletin board on B-board. So check it on out. That's just something to let you know about. Hey, Gerbil Fat, welcome, welcome. And shout out to everyone there. Hope you guys are having a good day. Let's talk about some technical news. Specifically, we haven't touched on the nuclear news or on the other science news going on in the world today. So first, the UK, we're back in the UK. The UK attempted to launch a rocket into space domestically, which is something they haven't done before. The first attempt to launch a satellite from Western Europe appears to have failed after an anomaly was reported to have prevented the rocket from reaching orbit. Virgin Orbit, owned by a consortium including the United Kingdom Space Agency and British airline tycoon Richard Branson, was attempting to send 9 small satellites into space from a 70-foot or 21-meter rocket attached beneath the wing of a modified Boeing 747 aircraft. The plane, let me see if I can copy the URL. I don't know if I can. Copy. Push L. See if it'll paste. Paste. Hey! It looks like it worked. Space. All right. If you want to check out this picture, you can go to sdf.org/l/IE. Like Ireland, except it's for the UK. sdf.org/Lima/India Echo. Hey, way to go, Liquid Dreams. Liquid Dreams is practice testing right now. So the image there is of Cosmic Girl, a Virgin Airlines Boeing 747-400 aircraft with a Launcher 1 rocket attached to the wing. The idea is that they fly up to 35,000 feet and then launch the rocket from there so that it doesn't have to have so much fuel and everything on it. Anyway, what happened here is it took off from the coastal town of New Quay in southwest England at 2202 GMT on Monday, with the rocket detaching from the aircraft and igniting over the Atlantic Ocean at an altitude of 10,670 meters, about an hour and 20 minutes later. But Virgin Orbit said there had been an anomaly that prevented us from reaching orbit. It said it would provide more information when it could. The UK space industry employs 47,000 people. While the country is second only to the US in the number of satellites it produces, they have long had to be sent into orbit via foreign spaceports operated by countries like the US and Kazakhstan. More than 2,000 space fans had gathered to cheer the aircraft when it took off. So the airplane returned to base fine. There's no damage to the craft. Uranium that arrived at UK's Heathrow, not from Pakistan. We're spending a lot of time in the UK today. I didn't notice that when I was putting this together. Islamabad has denied reports in British media that a package containing uranium, which arrived at London's Heathrow Airport in December, originated in Pakistan. Newspapers, including The Sun, a tabloid, and The Guardian, made the claim, as well as Sky News. No information of this effect has been shared with us officially. We're confident the reports are not factual. Mumtaz Zahra Balak, spokeswoman of Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told Al Jazeera on Thursday. However, another government official told Al Jazeera on the condition of anonymity that there is a sense of fear that the incident might affect Pakistan's reputation. Earlier this week, London's Metropolitan Police Force confirmed that after routine cargo screening, a package containing a very small amount of contaminated material was identified incoming to the UK. Counterterrorism police are investigating the incident. So I'll let you know if we hear more about it. And then, of course, now our little bit more nuclear news. Changes to Swedish law proposed to enable nuclear new build. A proposal to amend Sweden's legislation on nuclear power has been presented by Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson and Climate and Environment Minister Romina Pourmokhtari. The proposed changes would remove the current law limiting the number of reactors in operation to 10, as well as allowing reactors to be built on new plant sites rather than just existing plant sites. So, that's very exciting news. We won't go into it in too much more detail because we've only got a couple minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with TOPE show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. Please stick around for that. And if you're not really sure what else is going on, you can press the equal sign in com and you'll see all the cool shows that are coming up. Today being Thursday, that means that we've got Stug at 20 hours and Handy C's Language Soup at 2100, followed by a lot of other shows. McCormick's on, F Fog. We've got today is Thursday, so there's a lot of shows going on. Check out the schedule and you will not be disappointed. It's a fun time. You can just leave the radio on while you're doing your day. Okay, well, we've got about a minute, so I think that's about it. I'll be back tomorrow. I might even be at home. I'm not sure yet. But thank you so much for listening and hanging out, and I hope to talk to you tomorrow. What's going on? Oh, wrong sound. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. 7.